Let's go with the message this morning. Unconditional love. Unconditional love. It's something we say that we know. I ain't so sure we do. You know? Anyway, we say we love Jesus. What's that mean? We love people. What's that mean? We talked about it a little bit last week. We're to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind. It also says might and strength as well. That's a lot of effort. This is the first and great command. And then it says the second is like unto it. Not as much pressure, it doesn't seem, on that one. Thou shalt love your neighbor as your what? It seems to be, to a common sense fellow like me, that if we work really hard on this number one, loving the Lord with all our heart, soul, and mind, and our strength, and our might, and we really try to do that and get a handle on that somehow, some way, which is hard, that loving people will be easier because you're going to love yourself. What I mean by that? You're going to see how much God loves you. When you apply your heart towards loving Him and understanding how He loves you instead of judging Him like we do. We're so all, I can't believe you let that happen, God. Try to do that in your relationship with other people and see how close you get. Amen. Say. Or hurling insults. No. You humble yourself. And you appreciate His love for you. You receive His Son Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And instead of wanting it your way the rest of your life, you start to want it His way. And then a change happens in you over time, and God's patient. Can you say that? God is what? Patient. Thank you, Lord. And you'll start to see that you matter to Him. As you start to see that, you're going to see He's God and you ain't. So those other people matter to Him too. You catching my drift? But it's not easy. It's not easy to love the Lord and to love people, to love Jesus and love people. It's tough. We talked about it last week. It's almost either one or the other for the church. It's either I'm going to be over here, I'm going to love Jesus, and you're all wretched sinners, and you know, you need to get it right. Amen. Or it's over here, whatever floats your boat, however you want to live, your lifestyle, whatever, it's cool, because you know what? God loves you. As if His law doesn't matter. He doesn't exist. Did I lose you? And you might have been taught this other side or this side. One or the other ain't right. It's both. Did you hear me? Yes or no? And so let's talk about it today. One more message. And I believe I'm going to even scoot right on into Christmas with this theme, unconditional love. Amen? But let's do this message today. It doesn't have a whole lot of Christmas, but it's all about Christmas. Amen? Yes or no? God gave His Son for us. So let's start. Here we go, Raj. Here we go, buddy. Let's go. Here we go. It's on you. I do love that. I love that graphic that he has there with the Bible and with the heart. The Bible is not your enemy. God's Word is not your enemy. God's Word is your love letter. You want to love Him, you will not love Him like you're able to love Him without knowing what He thinks about you. Because there's too many screwed up people out there like me and others that's telling you stuff that you need to know yourself. Did you hear me? But I love that, Raj. Great graphic right there, buddy. Love that graphic. I've never seen that before. Beautiful. Thank you. Say this verse with me as we start our message. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Probably the most beloved scripture in all the Bible. And honestly, it's pretty hard to argue with that one. And it's pretty hard to say, I don't understand it. I mean, pretty straightforward, even a kid. Matter of fact, it's one of the first verses we teach a child to understand. John 3:16. You go ahead and stand up and quote it now. Here we go. Absolutely. That's where things like Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. Come on. They are weak, but He is strong. Come on. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Why? Yes, Jesus loves me. What? The Bible tells me so. And that's where you get it. Amen. Yes or no? Right from the Word of God. This isn't some made-up mess, some fairy tale mess. This is the Word of God. So now, it's digging time, baby. Y'all ready? I spent some time this week, did some counseling this week. Over the last few weeks, I never want to stop growing. Lately, I've been growing fat. I'm just saying that to you. If you ever see me wear black a lot, you know, he's fat again. Yes, sirree. We need to thank God for whoever came up with black shirts. I'm just trying to say that to you. Or navy blue. But anyway, that's another story. But I never want to stop growing in love with Him and in love with you. Now, I've not always thought like that. It took pain in my life to rattle my cage. It took struggle in my life to discover my true value. Y'all hear me or not? And now I'm just different. And sometimes I'm sure I get on your nerves, but if you'd have only known me when. Amen. And I'm a work in progress. This is some work I want to keep doing, what we're talking about today. And I did in my office this week with people and loving on people and not even easy issues at times. But God still called me to love. The harder the situation, the more I need Him, and He comes through. That's exciting. So let's look now. I'm not trying to put you to sleep because it's going to get rough and rowdy here in a bit. Now, because God is holy and God is love, and He is holy, holy, holy. Amen. Lord God Almighty. That's who He is. He's holy, holy, holy. And He is love. But because God is holy and God is love, He gave up His only Son, Jesus, instead of giving up His Word. Did I lose you? We're so quick when there's things in the Scripture that are tough, that are even hard. For the sake of love, we just abandon His truth. Did I lose you? He didn't abandon His truth. He gave us His Son, Jesus, who's called the way and the what? The life and the what? The truth. Keep looking. We're going to talk about unconditional love. Because God is holy and God is love, He allowed His only Son, Jesus, to be broken instead of doing what? Well, He's God. He's God, right? Why did He have to let Jesus be broken for us? Because He's what? Holy. Holy, holy, and I ain't. And there's a big chasm between me and Him, and I can't get to Him. So what do you have to do? He came to me. That's what He did. He came to me. A song I used to sing years ago. When I could not come to where He was, He what? He came to me. But He had to do that by allowing His Son to be broken for you and me. So next time you're struggling with this loving God and loving people, you ain't the only one. That was a struggle probably for Him too. To give His Son for you and me. Amen. Say. Next time you want to fly off the handle, next time you want to act like an idiot, listen, it's hard sometimes, but you ain't the only one. You can humble yourself. You can give. You can be broken. Are y'all listening or not? We're talking about unconditional love, and we ain't there yet. Because God is holy and God is love, He sacrificed His only Son, Jesus, instead of doing what? We're so quick to throw God's Word out the window. I don't know if you're hearing me or not today. Are you, church, or not? What happened to our country? What happened to beliefs we used to have and hold true and dear? Well, it was much easier to throw them out. Yeah, just throw all His stuff out. Get out, God. Is that what we said? Can't pray in school. Get out. Yes or no? Say. Oh, no, you can't like even say God in some kind of government workplace or something like that, because see, that's against the church and state. That's the dumbest, stupidest thing ever on the planet. It's crazy. Doesn't work in any other relationship, but because God is spirit, we sure take advantage of that situation. Have I lost you already? You're like, oh my gosh, I thought he's talking about love. Well, see, I can't talk about love without talking about how He loves. Because I don't know nothing about love the way I should unless I get it from Him. And that's what my goal is this morning. And believe it or not, I got started a smidgen early, so we're okay. You're not getting out of here without a full load today. I'm telling you right now. Come on. So unconditional love. Clark, what is it? Well, I've already showed you some of what it is. It's God being holy and God being love, but God not breaking His word, but allowing His Son to be broken. Boy, that's unconditional love, isn't it? I mean, He sacrificed His Son instead of sacrificing His word. That's how much God's word means to Him. Do you know that, God? Aren't you glad that He doesn't say to you, all things work together for good for Tom, but not for Tim? Aren't you glad that the promises of God are yea and amen? Yes or no, amen. Aren't you glad that He's there for this person and not just there for him alone, but He's there for me too? Amen, say. Aren't you glad when He says He writes our names down in the Lamb's Book of Life when we put our faith in Jesus? That, oh, He just meant that for, you know, that educated, rich person over there. But not you that's struggling and poor as dirt. Aren't you glad that God doesn't see any of that mess? He just sees us. Isn't that a nice feeling? So anything we're going to learn about unconditional love, we're really going to learn from Him, even though very few people do. So here's what I did. I'm in my office this week. I pull out my handy-dandy Webster Dictionary. I usually use a black Bible and a Webster's Dictionary when I preach. I'm a little odd. I don't use the computer much. Here it is. Condition. Let's look at Webster's. What did he say about it? It's something necessary or required. Say that with me. Condition. It's something what? Because un is just something that says it ain't. No. You know, it's the opposite, basically. We ain't worried about that right now. So condition means something necessary or required. What else does it mean? It's subject to something else. It's subject to something. So when we put conditions on something, it's something necessary or required. It's a condition. Or it's subject to something. Did I lose you on that Uncle Gary teacher time? All right? So, unconditional means this. Unconditional means something is not necessary or required. Got it? Say. The word unconditional or to love unconditional means it's something not necessary or required. Also, it's not subject to something else. Well, I'll love you if. Amen. Say. Unconditional love. Aren't you glad God didn't put any ifs on us? Say. Aren't you glad? Now, He won't listen to us if we're proud. You can't come to Him telling Him how great you are. You need to come to Him on your face, at His feet, and thank Him for what He did for you through His Son Jesus. Amen. That's not a condition. That's a fact. There's no other way for you to be saved other than you putting your faith in Jesus Christ. The gift's been given. The work's been done. The fact is, do you believe it or not? That's what it's on you and me. So God loves me unconditionally. He loves me unconditionally. Nothing is necessary or required for God to love me. That's why anybody and everybody is welcome at Fellowship Church. Anybody or everybody is welcome at this church. Do you understand that? Yes or no? What about crazy people? They welcome. What about people with lifestyles that don't line up with the Word? They're welcome. Doesn't mean crazy people are right. Doesn't mean I'm right all the time. Bottom line is, but His Word is right all the time. And we reserve the right at this place to teach His Word. You hear me, yes or no? If you're looking for just a pat on the head, I just can't jump over there on that side of we love Jesus and leave Him in the dust. Did I lose you again? Okay. I thought it was Christmas. Well, this is Christmas. Amen? Come on. We want to love like Jesus. So, His love, God's love for me is not subject to what? Anything. That's unconditional love. Now, let's keep unpacking. For when we were yet without strength, Romans 5, verse 6, in due time, Christ died for the who? I'm a good person. I guess He didn't die for you. You better be careful how good you make yourself. You might just put yourself right out of the game. Amen. Yes or no? I'm good. I give. I go to church. Well, Christ died for the ungodly. Bottom line is we're all sinners. Yes or no? Amen. We're all ungodly. It's who we are without Christ. Any dog's chance we have is because of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some might die. But verse number 8, say it with me, one of my favorite verses in the Bible. But God commends His love toward us, say it with me, in that while we were yet sinners, what? Christ died for. That is unconditional love. You feeling it? Yes or no? Hang on. Hang on. You mean while we're yet sinners, you gave your Son to die for us? You love us unconditionally? Yes, but God didn't break His Word to love me. In actuality, God's Word bound Him to give His Son for us if you and I were to be saved. Because He's holy, He was bound through His holiness, if He wanted us to have a chance to be with Him, He then had to do what He did. Are you bound by unconditional love? Are you bound by His Word to love like that? If you're like me, boy, it's a journey. But I want to be like that. I don't want to look for excuses not to love people. And you know something really scares me? I went through some really hard hurt in my life. I loved my family and my wife. And to have that happen to me, to be left for somebody else, that's one of the worst feelings you can feel as a human. In my opinion, what do I know? But I've made a decision. Even though I'll mention it from time to time, I do not mention it out of bitterness. I mention it out of, this is me. This is me up here. And if I'm going to be here and talk to you, I can't take part of me and just hide it behind the Christmas tree. It's called being real and being open. I almost opened my shirt, but I didn't, okay? Just the one button, because I almost went, this is me. But anyway, that would really be tragic. But honestly, you'll see me without a shirt working in the yard all the time. Because guess what? That's who? Me. You're not supposed to do that. Well, how about you not do it? I'll do it. How about that? Okay? I'm just me, guys. But I want to tell you something that you might not know about me. And that is, both my former wife and the man that she left me for, I loved them both. And I choose to love them still. Please don't clap or nothing for that. Don't make me some great person because I said that. Let me tell you why. Because I'm scared on the other side of not loving might be a deep chasm or a cliff called bitterness. And I just really don't want to learn how to fall out of love. Well, how do you love Kim then? She's sitting right there. Can you imagine her having to sit here and listen to a sermon? Well, Kim's been through a lot of hurt too, ain't you, baby doll? And see, we're capable of a lot of love. Did y'all hear me or not? We're capable of a lot of love. And you know what? We want to have the best love we can for each other. And I don't want to have her having a bitter guy. Did I lose y'all on all this craziness? This is what this means to me, to love unconditionally. Are you listening or not? Now you need to know, that is not Gary Clark. At all. No, I'm the choker guy. The bust you in the face guy. Without Jesus. Amen. Y'all hear me or not? I know I'm saved. Now, I know I'm saved. How you know you saved? Because I ain't killed people in my life. How about you? Amen. Couldn't you say that? Amen. Come on. Come on. Come on. That's expected of me. Now, I know, Roger, I've taken a lot of time, buddy, but it takes time if we're going to talk like this. So God allowed His only Son, Jesus, to be broken for me. If I'm going to love, there's probably a good chance I'm going to have to be broken too. God didn't sacrifice His Word for me. He sacrificed His what for me? His what? Son for me. He gave His one and only Son to be a sacrifice for me. If I'm going to love unconditionally, there's a pretty good chance I'm going to have to sacrifice. That's why we don't do it. It's easier to maybe just love, 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 love. But not love His Word. His commands, or it's easier to love, 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 love Him. And His Word, His Word, His Word. And therefore, we're cold as ice and mean as a snake to people. I hope I haven't lost you on that. That's really important. Jesus said unto him, I'm the way. These verses come alive now. That's why Jesus is the only way to God the Father. He's the only one that can make a way. He gave His Son for us. What about Buddha? What about Him? It's a dead end. Islam, Mohammed, you fill in the blank. And I'm not trying to be ugly. I'm trying to tell the truth. Jesus said, I am the way. The what? Truth. And the what? In case you didn't understand that, He then said this. No man comes to the Father but by what? Because I am the one He gave and allowed to be broken. I'm the one that He sacrificed. I'm the one that He gave up instead of giving up His Word. I'm going to tell you right now, nobody's going to get up another way. It's hard to crawl over unconditional love and get up some other way. Amen. Look what He said. Jesus, verily I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way. Say it with me. The same as a what? They're good people. See, listen. All people are God's creation. And God loves every one of us. But there's none good, no, not one. Where did I learn that? The Bible. We've all sinned and come short of the what? Glory of God. Where did we all learn that? The Bible. Amen. I didn't know nothing. This head was empty as far as Scripture. Here's what Jesus said. I'm the door. I'm the door. I'm the one that God gave. He sacrificed. He allowed to be broken. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and he'll go in and out and find what? Pasture. But see, the thief, the devil, the ruler of the darkness of this world, he doesn't come but for to steal and to kill. As you think you're being nice and telling other people, your way's fine. That's all a lie. The thief comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, say it with me, I am come that you might have what? Life, and you might have it abundantly. How many of you are amazed at how God has helped you? You have changed. You ain't perfect. You're just like me. We're still working on it. But you look back and you see the humongous change God's made in your life. Let me see your hands. Like I just demonstrated to you just a little bit ago in my little comment. That's crazy, ain't it? That's crazy. He's come to give us life abundant, not a new Cadillac. I'd rather not be a bitter person and drive a used pickup. Amen. Say. Come on. To know Jesus. Have I confused you today? Sue, I always look at you to make sure, am I all right? We're on key? Good. All right. I'm the what? Say it with me. Jesus speaking. I'm the what? And what did the good shepherd do? That sounds like some unconditional love right there, don't it? Can we just thank Him for that right now? Come on, let's just say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, what's all that got to do with us? The next last bit of this message, we're going to just focus now. Here we go. Love. So I looked at the word unconditional. It means, unconditional means nothing's required or necessary. It means there's not something for me to do to earn it. Yes or no? So what's love mean? This is what I really learned. Boy, did I ever learn in my office this week. And I love Webster's Dictionary. Noah Webster was a firm believer, and he was one of our founding fathers. I did a whole message on Noah Webster. We got to thank God that in this country, why do we have education and things like we have? People like Noah Webster, amen. We didn't have Wikipedia. Wikipedia should thank Noah Webster. Amen. So here's the old dictionary. Here's what love is. Here's what love is. A powerful attraction to someone. Huh. Well, I sure have loved a lot of women at the beach over my life. I'm sorry, Dave. I mean, if love is a powerful attraction, then I've loved a lot of people. How about you, Dave? Even the other preacher down here said it. So, here's the second definition in the dictionary. A warm concern. A powerful attraction to someone and a warm concern. Needless to say, Webster came up real short on this definition. I'm like, man, you're a smart joker. You got all these words I don't even know. But man, you missed it on this one. Because when you leave God out, that's really all you got. My words. When you leave God out, that's all you got. Strong attraction, I love you. No, that's called infatuation or lust, perhaps. I don't know what it's called. I'm very attracted to Kim. She's a knockout. Amen. She lights my fire. I know she's leaving out there. Yeah. But you know what? There's a whole lot more to Kim that I love. I have way more than a strong attraction for Kim. I love that she's humble and kind and works with me like a dog. She says I work her to death. You're right there with Larry Simpson. That's what Larry Simpson's too, okay? But so many things I love about Kim. Love is more than a strong attraction to somebody or a warm concern. I have more than a warm concern for Kim. Did y'all hear me? I have more than a warm concern for you. But see, when Webster left out God, he left out love. When you leave out God, you leave out love. I honestly thought, as I was looking in the dictionary, it would say a strong attraction, some kind of concern. I thought it might say a mother's love. You don't need to even define that, do you? Yes or no? I thought it simply might say God. I did. I thought that. I was shocked. So I got to give you some word. Dictionary won't help you with this unconditional love stuff. You're going to be screwed up. Here's what love is, just in one small passage. Love suffers long. Shouldn't that have been there, yes or no? In the dictionary. Love is what? Kind. Love envies not. Love ain't interested in what it can get out of somebody. Love vaunts not itself. It ain't proud and full of itself. It's not puffed up. Love behaves itself not unseemly. Doesn't behave itself. It's not rude. Boy, Webster could have had a whole page, shouldn't he? Yes or no? Strong attraction, warm concern. What's wrong with you, man? Love is not easily angered. Love thinks no evil about somebody. Did you know with the power of the Holy Spirit in you and your salvation through Jesus Christ, you can have bad things even happen to you and not be consumed by thinking evil about other people, even though they've hurt you? That's a miracle of Almighty God. That's the way I want to live. Love rejoices not in iniquity, but love rejoices in what? Things that are true. Love bears all things. See, that's love, Webster. Love believes all things. Love believes good things can happen. Love believes we can make it through to the other side. Love believes we can do this. You feeling it or not? It's a strong attraction or warm concern. Love hopes all things. Love does what? Love endures all things. Don't you think that's odd? Shouldn't he just have put 1 Corinthians 13 in the dictionary? Keep looking, though. Keep looking. You know what Webster left out? He left out this one. Say it with me. One more time. Just because Webster left it out, one more time and a little louder. And I know Webster's in heaven. There's no doubt about it. And maybe he left it like that because he figured it during his time, maybe everybody knew it. I don't know. But boy, we don't know it today, do we? We need this man. Look at what 1 John says. I'm just going to read some scripture, make a few comments. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God. If you want to love unconditionally, it's going to come from God. Everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knows not God. For God is what? How many remember the song? Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knows not God, for God is love. Beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7-8. Yeah. We teach it to our children. We teach it to our kids. They're not going to get it in the dictionary. Amen. This is the Word of God. That's why you can't take His Word and pitch it. And over here, I'll just love people. How are you going to love these people without knowing His commands and knowing who He is? And if you take away the holiness of God and His righteousness and the way He says this is right and that's wrong, you're not going to know who He is. God is not just love. He's holy, holy, holy. And He is God of love. Amen. Unconditional love. And this was manifested the love of God toward us. What do you mean? Because God sent His only begotten Son, Jesus, into the world that we might do what? Live through Him. Here in His love. Not that we loved God. But that He what? And He sent His Son to be the what? Propitiation. Big old fancy word that means sacrifice. Don't come up to me, God says, and tell me you love me. And you loved me first. You didn't love me first. You know what love was without me, God says. I loved you first. Any capacity you have to love is because of me, because I am love. Anything else is just a strong attraction and a warm concern. And even that you get from me as well. Got it? Yes or no? God is love. Beloved, if God loved us, we ought to do what? I'm sweating like a pig in this black shirt. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. Say it with me one more time. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwells in who? God. I just really want to caution you as a people. Sometimes we take other people's causes, and that's great. I'm for that. I'm okay with that. But man, let's don't leave his commands and his holiness in the ditch. Do you understand me just a little bit? Listen, guys. When we dwell in love, we dwell in God. And God dwells in you. That's why we need to love him with all our heart, soul, and mind. And that's why Jesus said, if you love me, keep my what? Commandments. And when you do this and you know that God loves you and loves people, you're going to be you'll be more balanced with both feet on the ground. Because we're so tending to just be attracted to somebody or a warm concern. We're just like Webster. We leave God out. That's not unconditional love. Unconditional love believes God's commands and goes the extra mile to help those over here that are in error. Yes or no? That are not doing the right thing, which has been me many times, and you as well, correct? And there's a better way that God has for us, but it's going to take God's holiness and God's love, called unconditional love, for us to make that happen. Very big message. Could be confusing. Whosoever should confess that Jesus is the Son of... Oh, I've already read that. Herein is our love made what? The word is mature. Herein is our love made mature. That we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Isn't that a great verse? So as God is holy, as God is not sacrificing his word, as God is standing by his truth, you and I are to do that as well in this world. With love. And it might require sacrifice and brokenness. And a whole lot of forgiveness and understanding. Amen. Say. I love this verse. There is no fear in love. There's no fear in love. Perfect love has cast out fear in my life. I could never love like I do now without the Lord helping me in my life. I can talk to anyone. I'm not trying to put me up. I'm just trying to say, Gary, you mean you can talk to... I can talk to anybody. I might not agree with their positions. I might not... And I ain't going to agree with it. It's against the word. Are they going to know I don't agree with it? But hopefully they'll know, though, that I don't hate them. But that I love them and I'm willing to give them the time. Yes or no? Amen. See, because I'm not scared to love. Say that with me. I'm not scared to love. God's given us a brain, guys. My mother was abused and then murdered. Try not to get confused here with using your brain. There's definitely times that we have to leave. There's times we have to back off. There's times we don't even have a relationship with anybody. But in your heart, you can still have a pure love and a pure faith in Jesus. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Just keep this in mind. There's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he what? First loved us. Keep pushing, buddy. I know I'm late. Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. That's how you know you're a Christian. If you believe that Jesus is the anointed one, the only begotten Son of God, the sacrifice for your sins. If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, you're born of God. Everyone that loves him that begot loves him also that's begotten. We're to love each other in the faith. Yes or no? Believers, we're to love one another. Y'all hear me? By this we know that we love the children of God. Watch this. When we do what? When we love God and do what? No, they'll love me when I pat them on the head and say, it's all right, live any way you want. No. They're going to know that we love because we believe God's commands and we love them as well. It ain't either or. Capiche? For this is the love of God, that we keep His what? How do you love God anyway? Get Him a tie, like I said last week, or a billfold for Christmas? You love Him by keeping His what? That's how you do it. His commandments are not what? God didn't say things in His Word because He thought adultery was, it's really cool, I don't know. No, He said it because it's destructive, it's not helpful. Lifestyles that aren't right, God lays it out like that. His commands aren't grievous. It means we do have to work at it. We have to, and what's nice is He works with us. Yes or no? Amen. Isn't that nice? Yes or no? Thank you, Lord. So unconditional love. He that loves not knows not God. That's the bottom line. If you don't love, you really don't know God. I'm not saying you're not saved, but I'm saying you really don't know God like you can know Him. Amen? God is love, Webster. Love is of God, Webster. And since I'm born of God, I am to love as God loves, Gary. How does God love? How does God love? Unconditionally. Did you see it? For me to love unconditionally will require some things of Gary. You can put your name there if you want to. It's going to require my giving up myself at times. It's going to require my brokenness, even though I don't like it. It's going to require my sacrifice. But love's worth it. It's not easy, no. But it's what? Did you get it? Christmas is, I told you it's a Christmas message. God giving His only Son to be broken and to be the sacrifice for me and you. That's what Christmas is. Christmas is unconditional love. Let's thank the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen. We're done. Amen. Boom. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.